Hello, today is October 3rd. Good morning. This is a very uncommon and unusual occasion for me, and I have submitted to the Lord a prayer about exactly what He would have me to do, and so I am here to prepare a public proclamation and prophesy against an attack that is being plotted and planned by an individual in the Triad area of North Carolina. The Lord has sent me, in fact, to prophesy and warn this person not to do it, to turn away from wickedness, because the Lord has explained to me that this individual, this is a male, this individual still has time to repent. And so again, I'm just going to acknowledge that this is a very different, very uncommon occasion. And I'm going to ask you to consider doing something very uncommon, and that is to share this broadcast, to share this word, especially if you are living in the Triad area of North Carolina. I would say specifically to anyone who lives in the Triad area of North Carolina, I want you to pray and ask God if you should share this word, if you should just hit the share button. And this is by no means because I need anybody's extra attention. I believe the Lord is pursuing the heart of an individual whose mind is bent on taking another person's life. And we know life is precious to the Lord. We are all His children. We all bear His image. And the Lord's eyes are on His children. And so now I'm going to release what the word of the Lord is for this particular matter. I'm going to begin with scripture where it says in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 7. It is a warning to all of us. It says, keep yourself far from a false matter. Do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. The Lord here is explaining that there are eternal consequences for those who live in wickedness, that they will not be justified. And if I may just make an appeal to this individual, and you know who you are, the Lord is saying, don't do this. It will not prosper. I have much to share. I'm going to hasten through it. Psalm 34, verses 15 and 16 say this: the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. I had a dream from the Lord several days ago in which I saw a canine search ensuing. And I saw this on a particular piece of corporate or commercial property that was not available to the public. It was behind a berm of trees. And the Spirit of the Lord actually took me higher in order to see down and beyond and above the berm that had been put there really as a buffer from this commercial property and the surrounding properties. And I saw the dog continuing to search, and I was distinctly aware of this protracted search. It was days long that law enforcement were looking for this person who was missing, had not been found, and it was beginning to appear that this person was not alive anymore. And I'm up on a balcony. The Lord gave me this access, and I began to inquire the Lord, okay, why are you showing me this? Why are you showing me this? It was happening near a rock quarry, near a commercial operation that had something to do with mining. And near a rock quarry, and there was a pond there, a very large pond. And I could see the dog swimming, and I just was becoming distinctly aware that there had been this wide net cast to find a missing woman. And I knew that this case was going to get a lot of attention. It was one of those cases that was going to grip a community as people wait and hope for the best, while also preparing to hear the worst of news. And so the Lord, as I began to process this with the Lord, I believe the Lord began to share with me why I'm putting this in a public sphere. You might obviously wonder, like, why are you prophesying about this? The Spirit of God has indicated to me that he wants us to pray. For those of us who are not plotting anything, the Lord wants us to pray that justice prevails. And the Lord wants us to pray first that this does not even happen. I pray for the repentance of the individual who's plotting the downfall of someone close to them, who they claim that they love. You say you love them, but you have rage and wrath, and the spirit of murder wants your heart. Just as Satan entered the heart of Judas, the Bible says that is when Judas began to plot the downfall of Christ Jesus. And we do not want that to happen to you. I'm speaking directly to this person who knows who they are. And even if they don't see this, I'm prophesying it into the atmosphere so the angels may take the word of the Lord and do mighty exploits and find this individual and minister to them and find healing. I pray this person finds healing. I pray you get healing for the wound, for the bitterness and the anger. For the intercessors, for the prayer warriors, I believe the Lord has me here issuing this warning to this individual, but also broadcasting it because we can pray and also pray that this does not become a cold case. So let's say that this does transpire. We need to pray that justice is swift. I want to make it very clear, I have zero idea of the timing of any of this. And again, this might be a case where the Lord has sent me to warn someone and we never hear of it because we've prayed and the Lord sets up a standard against the enemy and does not allow this to happen. So this is not one of those times where we're prophesying and praying and hoping that what we are praying into will manifest in terms of the worst of it. We're praying for the breakthrough. Amen, somebody. We don't want this to be a crime committed. If it is committed, we want this person found swiftly, convicted. We do not want this to be a cold case. I pray for the family of this individual. This would be a victim of domestic violence. I pray for this individual to not have this transpire, but also I pray for the family of the victim or the would-be victim that they don't have to go through this. Amen. The book of Amos in chapter 5, verse 24 says, "But let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." We want to see the justice of God. We want to see a flood of the love of Jesus. We want to see a stream of righteousness in this case. James 5:16 says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." I'm praying that prayer warriors will begin to pray. If you live nowhere near the triad, I want you to pray. This particular situation is on the heart of God. Now, this doesn't make this case more important than any other murder or domestic violence or violence in general situation. I believe the Lord wants to avert this because of the impact on a community. So the wider and broader implications of situations like this is the spirit of fear begins to run rampant. It's very similar to when this fella escaped from prison in the Philadelphia area and was absconding for days, and communities were just in fear because this guy could show up at their house at any time. Micah 6 and verse 8 says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." This is the heart of the Lord, that he loves justice, he loves mercy, he loves humility. And a warning to this person who I hope does not become a perpetrator. The Lord sent me to tell you simply, don't do this. Don't do this. You won't get away with it. This is the word of the Lord. He says, stop what you're planning, it won't work. Remember, we just read this scripture. It says, his eyes are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. God is watching over his child. The Lord says to you, you will pay dearly for this crime. Turn away from this wickedness. It will not prosper. And the Lord sent me to tell you, imagine the guilt and the blood on your hands. Do not touch my child, says the Lord. Run from this sin. Run away from this wickedness. It will only bring you great despair and cut you off from your family and the Lord. The Lord wants to save you from this pain and suffering. And the question is, will you turn away? Surrender now to the kindness of the Lord. He is giving you an opportunity to run from this. So just don't do it. Just don't do it. It'll be all over the news with your name and your face. You just don't want to do this. This is me sent by the Lord to warn you. You don't want to do this. Don't do it. Psalm 68 and verse 5 says, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. God is a defender. He defends even those who others might consider forgotten and alone. His defense knows no boundaries. He defends. Psalm 10 says, why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. His ways are always prospering. Your judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he sneers at them. He has said in his heart, and this is perhaps what this would-be perpetrator is thinking. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. This is a lie. The lie is that God won't cause you to pay. He resists the proud. He punishes the wicked. Verse 7 says, his mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places, he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net. So he crouches. He lies low that the helpless may fall by his strength. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. This is how we pray for this person and pray for their would-be victim. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, verse 13, you will not require an account, but you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Verse 15, O Lord, break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and to the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. Lord, I thank you for your word. Intercessors, I am imploring you to pray. I'm imploring you to pray for the life of a woman to be preserved. I ask you to pray that the angel armies of God go to war against every demonic spirit that is looking to influence a person in order to take a life. I pray specifically for the mercy of the Lord, for his tender mercies. We pray for your loving kindness, God. And we do pray for repentance. We pray that this person turns away from their plan. I want to say thank you for watching this. I pray that you will share this as you feel led by the Spirit of God. And to this man, I just ask you again, consider the blood guiltiness. Consider the blood on your hands if this is something that you end up doing. The Lord is sending a blatant warning to you and to every person who's plotting to do evil. It will not prosper. God's eyes are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. He is a defender of widows. He is a father to the fatherless. To those you think are ensnared and alone and have no defense, God is their defender and he will cause you to pay. Father, in the name of Jesus, if I may pray, Lord, I ask you to give us great wisdom. You said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. God, I pray for the fear of God to translate whatever this person's thinking into righteousness. Oh, Lord, change the tune of what he's been listening to. Hallelujah. I pray you change the notes on the sheet of music for an entirely different song. I pray that the rage and the horror and the vengeance that has their mind gripped will be released. I pray for the burden and the pressure of the rejection in their lives to be released. God, we pray for the peace and the shalom of the Lord. I pray they run to you, Jesus, and find salvation, and they do not oppress. May they oppress no more. This is my plea, oh God, my supplication. And I do ask, God, that you wake up intercessors, even in the middle of the night, to pray for this woman and her family, to pray against this scheme of the evil one. You said that we are not unaware of the enemy's schemes. That means you bring awareness to what the enemy is plotting, and you're doing this now. And so I pray that we will take this clarion call to heart and that we will pray. God, I pray that we never see the headline. I pray that we never hear of this. I pray that nothing happens, God, because I've been obedient and because we've prayed, and this person ultimately repents and turns away from wickedness. We thank you for doing this, God. We thank you that you are the Lord of hosts. We thank you that you are a father of the fatherless. We thank you that we can ask and receive what we ask for when we ask according to your will. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting excited about the breakthrough. I'm getting excited about how you're turning the psychology around in this person's mind. You're turning their psychosis. You're turning away the way they think. You're turning it away from wickedness. Glory to God. You're taking their hand off of the weapon. You're taking their mind off of vengeance. Lord, I thank you. I pray that the weeping, oh God, that they're going through will bring repentance. Oh, I pray that it's weeping and lamenting that brings repentance. God, I pray they bring fruit that is evidence of repentance. I pray in the name of the Lord, they even confess this to some, that they were plotting this, that they may receive the help they need, the therapy they need, the assistance they need, the deliverance they need, the freedom they need from the rejection, God, that has tried to influence their very mind. We pray for this freedom for them in the name of the Lord. I hear the word freedom. God, I praise you for freedom for this human being, the liberty of the Spirit of God on them now in Jesus' name. God, I pray for the mind of Christ to enter into their mind now in Jesus' name. I pray that they will submit to you, oh God, and they will allow you to move them and influence their every thought. This is my request. This is my prayer. I pray you put a burden on us, Lord, to pray into this warning that we never see the headline. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sorry for it being so uncommon. I'm not apologetic for doing what it is I believe the Lord has called me to do, but I do know that this is a different kind of alert, and I praise God for the opportunity to issue this alert. And I pray that whoever this man is, that you hear God's voice, that you hear God, that you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and that you're not just a hearer of the word, but you are a doer. Don't do this, says the Lord. Don't do it. It will not prosper. In Jesus' name, it will not prosper. He will not allow it to prosper in the name of Jesus. He is opposing you and resisting you. So do not do this in Jesus' name. We speak to even the spirits that are trying to lie to you that this isn't about you. It's about you. Don't you do it in Jesus' name. We're putting it into the atmosphere that you won't do it. And if you do try to do it, that the Lord will withstand you with all of heaven against you in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For you prayer warriors, thank you so much for listening. Look, if you have a prayer group or prayer partner, I would encourage you to pray into this. There are reasons beyond my understanding why the Lord showed me this. I do know it has an assignment to pray, but again, I have no timing on this. I don't know if this is something the Lord is saying this person's plotting for right now, like this week or in a month or 2 months. And so I just encourage you to pray. I also encourage you to share this so we can continue to pray together against this evil scheme. May the Lord bless you and keep you, his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. Until we see you tomorrow morning. Bye.